This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 14, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning. The open session for Thursday, January 14, 2010, will now come to order. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for December 17, 2009. Vice Chair Bowerly, do we have a motion?
We do. I move approval of the minutes for December 17, 2009, as set forth in agenda document number 1002.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2009-28, the Retiree Support Group of Contra Costa County. Vice Chair, I understand we have a late submitted document.
We do. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 1003.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. We have a presentation by Joshua Bloom and Bob Knopp from the Office of General Counsel. Good morning, and proceed when ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Retiree Support Group of Contra Costa County requested the advisory opinion before you in agenda document number 10-03. This group is composed of retired employees of the Contra Costa County government and also in certain cases their surviving spouses. A board of directors manages its business and affairs, and the membership may approve or disapprove certain actions the board may take. Contra Costa Retirees is considering the formation of an SSF that would be active in both state and federal elections and asks whether the Act and Commission regulations allow the board to form the SSF on its own or whether those authorities require the board to submit the question to its membership for a vote. Based on the evidence provided, the draft concludes that neither the Act nor Commission regulations requires Contra Costa Retirees to use any specific internal method, such as submitting the question to its members for a vote, to establish an SSF. The draft also notes that under Commission regulations, an SSF must file a statement of organization with the Commission no later than 10 days after the occurrence of certain establishment events and lists examples of such events. One of these examples is a vote by the Board of Directors, which the requester indicates it is planning to undertake. We received one comment in the draft from the requester. The requester presents one factual correction to the draft. While the draft notes that the board selects officers, in fact, under existing bylaws, the membership selects the officers. It is only under proposed bylaws that the board would gain the ability to select officers. A proposed amendment is before you that would make a conforming correction to the draft. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Bloom. Any questions for counsel or discussion? Do we have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move adoption of Advisory Opinion 2009-29 as set forth in Agenda Document 1003 with the amendment proposed at the table. And authorize Council to make any technical and conforming changes.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Bloom. That concludes the agenda items that we have. Mr. Palmer, are there any management and administrative matters to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, there are no additional matters at this time.
All right. Thank you. With that, meeting is adjourned.